From the Cobol Cuvo Studio, this is KUVO Denver and K209ED Breckenridge. Heard worldwide at KUVO.org, a proud part of Rocky Mountain Public Media.
You're listening to The Gospel Train with your host, Deborah Walker.
Good morning and welcome to the Gospel Train. I'm Deborah Walker. That's right here from the Cobol Cuvo Studios, where we provide you with community, culture, and music since 1985. That's right, we are celebrating this year 40 years of service to this community. We are 89.3 KUVO Denver, K209ED in Breckenridge, and online at KUVO.org. The Gospel Train that runs every day, 24/7, online at DAWS2000.com. That's for a moment of inspiration, so you can always go back and listen to all the great programming that the Gospel Train has provided for you. So we have a great special guest today, president of the Denver chapter of the NCNW, Miss Deborah Tucker. She's going to be telling us all about the NCNW organization and the luncheon that will be coming up. That's April 26th from 11 to 2. That's going to be at the Hyatt Regency Aurora. So keep it locked right here. Stay with us as the Gospel Train is coming to you with the Brooklyn Mass, Hezekiah Walker, Reverend Luther Barnes, and the Flint Cavaliers. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train.
Shabbat! Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go. It's to our God. Every word of worship. With one accord. Praise is to our God. Come on, everybody, sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Come on, say every praise. Say every praise is to our God. Y'all know how we do it. Take it up. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, with one accord. Come on, say every praise. Every praise is to our God. I want everybody all over the world to sing hallelujah to our God. Glory, hallelujah, is to our God. Every praise, every praise. Hey!
Some friends with me, Doc McKenzie, Huey Williams, and Jarrell Smalls. There's something we want to say today. Lord, victories, I've already won. Look at him, brothers.
I thank you.
I don't know what God has done for you, but when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all he does for me, my soul's proud. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But I gotta tell you, thank you.
Thank you.
No more crying, but thank you. Thank you, Jesus.
And
thank you.
Sing it, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Deborah Tucker. I am the president of the National Council of Negro Women Denver Section. I'm here this morning to get on that gospel train with Deborah Walker.
That's right. Keep it locked right here on the gospel train. Deborah Tucker is coming up. I just wanted to remind you, that's right, the NCNW, they are having their inaugural Betha Hythe Recognition Program Luncheon. That's going to be Saturday, April 26th from 11 to 2 at the Hyatt Regency Aurora Denver Conference Center. That's 13200 East 14th Place in Aurora. You don't want to miss it. Deborah's going to be telling us all about it. I do want to remind you that in May, Thriving to Be Happy and Well, that's a 3-on-3 basketball at George Washington, Saturday, May 17th at 8 a.m. to 12 at George Washington. You definitely want to make sure that you put that on your calendar. George Washington High School is 655 South Monaco Parkway right here in Denver. It's for high school kids. And Clay Johnson's going to be there. So you can go to agreatertouch.org for more information or give Don Woods a call at 303-478-5974. In June coming up, there's nothing more than the House of Joy. They're celebrating 60 years of ministry. That's June 18th through the 20th, then June 21st. Through the 22nd. This is their church anniversary. The House of Joy is located at 3082 Lydon Street right here in Denver. And I do want to let you know that the memorial services for Audrey Guest is going to be held at Scotts United Methodist Church right there on 2880 Garfield Street. That's going to be June 21st. I think at 10 o'clock, so I'll be telling you more about that. But if you want more information, you can call Pat at 720-329-9196. And remember, we do have all the information that's right here. So if you want to get your word out about the nonprofit organization or your event that's coming up on KUVO, just submit it, your PSA, to KUVO.org under the contact tab. And I promise you, we will do all that we can to get it out for you. Keep it locked right here. That interview for Deborah Tucker is coming up right after this.
Hi, this is Pocho Joe, inviting you to listen to La Raza Rocks, where you could hear the lost and forgotten treasures of Chicano and Latino rock-based music, Sundays at 1 p.m., only on KUVO Jazz.
KUVO wants to send you to the Yacht Rock Forever Tour, starring Yacht Rock Review, Saturday, May 31st at Fiddler's Green. Listen to KUVO for your chance to win tickets. This show is presented by Rocky Mountain PBS and CAN and produced by AEG. A portion of the ticket sales benefit Rocky Mountain PBS. More information at yachtrockreview.com. That's YachtRockReview.com.
Get your midday swinging with Kim Berry on the Midday Jazz Show.
Hi, I'm Kim Berry. Join me every weekday from 1 until 4 p.m. and avoid the afternoon slump. We'll swing hard, take no prisoners, get our steps in and our groove on. Who says you can't dance to jazz? Monday through Friday, 1 to 4 on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Good morning. I am so privileged and honored this morning because I have Deborah Tucker with me, the president of the National Council of Negro Women, NCNW, and their mission has always been to lead, empower, and advocate for women of African descent, for families and communities. It's such a pleasure and honor to have you with me. God bless you. Namesake, Deborah, I love that.
Yes, indeed.
So, I mean, this is such an honor because NCNW, I can remember when I was in California quite a few years ago, I did have the honor and the privilege of meeting Dorothy Hythe, you know. So I did, we did a project and in honor of her. But let's talk about a little history, just to give my audience a little history, because Mary Bethune really is the one that created this. And when she passed away, of course, it keeps the baton keeps passing on. And you guys are like a international, national kind of organization, correct?
Absolutely. As you stated, Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune founded the organization in 1935. And she was a very powerful civic educator. Her motto was leave no one behind. And with that being stated, of course, we had several presidents that came behind her and chairs. But one in particular that really took up the mantle was Dr. Dorothy Irene Hythe. Okay.
Yes.
With that being said, Dr. Hythe actually contributed at least over 50 years of her life to the National Council of Negro Women. She received several honors that was given to her and so forth, and honorary degrees. The organization itself, in December of 2025, is going to be 90 years old.
Okay. Really?
Yes.
What a blessing.
And so you will probably be seeing different promotions, different activities that's going to take place leading up to that particular event. There's one in particular that's going to happen in December. It's called the Uncommon Hythe Gala. Everyone is invited to attend that particular event. Our national chair, her name is Dr. A. Lois Keith, and our national president and CEO is Reverend Siobhan Arline Bradley.
Yes.
Okay. This year, the NCNW Rocky Mountain Regional Coalition is going to have a symposium as well as the first Bethune Hythe Recognition Program.
Yes.
Here in Denver, because the Rocky Mountain Regional Coalition consists of five states, which consist of Denver, Colorado, Omaha, Nebraska, Albuquerque, New Mexico, Phoenix, Arizona, and Seattle, Washington.
Wow.
So the Denver section is the host, and that's why the program is being held this year.
Okay.
But with that being said, the symposium will take place beginning April 25th, that Friday.
Okay.
On that Saturday, the inaugural Bethune Hythe Recognition Program will take place. And at that particular time, what will happen is that we will be honoring our Bethune Achievers, as well as our life members, legacy life members, and we will have an outstanding honoree. Our outstanding honoree will be the Honorable Wimma J. Webb, who will be receiving the Dr. Mary McLeod Bethune Last Will and Testament Award.
Really?
That award is the highest award that the National Council of Negro Women give.
Yeah.
You know? So,
and she is so worthy of
it. Oh, absolutely.
You know, she
absolutely.
Is.
And so that event is a luncheon, and it's
right.
going to be held at the Hyatt Regency Aurora Denver Conference Center, 13200 East 14th Place, Aurora, Colorado, 80111 is the address.
Right.
And there is a flyer that can be shared as well. But we're looking forward. There are opportunities for you to purchase tickets, sponsorship opportunities, souvenir journal, advertisement.
Okay. So let's talk about this inaugural Bethune Hythe Recognition Program that you're doing. Why did you guys create this?
Well, actually, this program is over 50 years old.
Okay. So you've been doing this every year.
Yes.
In different states, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
What has happened is that it initially started in New York.
Okay.
And it was formed by six women. Those particular women, and Dr. Hythe happened to be one of them.
Right.
And she came up with an idea from a community organization, and it was called Hasidic and they had where they had a can where they would ask people to donate to this can, to this cause, to help women in their community.
Oh, okay.
And so Dr. Height decided, our organization could do the same thing. And so these women created this. They said, well, let's honor our members. Okay.
Right.
And so it started out very small.
Right.
But what happened since it became a national program, every section or every state is asked to participate in that particular Bethune Height Recognition Program.
Okay.
And it really is an annual fundraiser event.
Okay.
To help.
Well, I do know that NCNW has always been a grassroots type of organization because it's a nonprofit.
Absolutely.
You know, so they always go to the people, they always help the people, and I think that is where I'm going to say Dr. Bethune, you know, that's what I call her, because
yes.
she was such a honorable woman. She had just built so many things in our community. That's where she started, with education, with all the things that she did, you know, and how she was honored and really recognized. So we're talking about Saturday, April 26th, from 11 to 2, is going to be the luncheon.
Yes.
And that's when you're going to recognize our own Wilbur Webb,
yes.
which is really
yes.
a great,
yes.
great
yes.
honor here
yes.
in Denver. And so you have people that are coming from all five states, or probably from all the states
it's
around,
all
right?
The states.
All
it's
the states?
It's open to the public, so
right.
anyone could attend that particular
right.
event.
So tell me something. For all the young people out in our community, what is it that you can say to the young ladies of our community that will really, really help not only promote the cause and continue with the NCNW, but what is it that you can, you know, just say to them that will really help them to, or encourage them, I should say, to be motivated to do things such as, you know, Dr. Bethune, Dr. Height, you know, what the things that you guys are doing in your organization, or come and be a part of it?
Well, I definitely would invite the younger generation to come and be a part of it, because we start with young girls as early as middle school age, all
really?
The way up to high school and collegiate. However, the National Council of Negro Women does have a component. It's called YACR, and that particular group caters to the youth, young adults, and collegiates, right? And their focus is to help build those young ladies up. I mean, some of the ladies come and join, and they're already built up, you
right.
know what I mean? However, but it's also a form of helping them through, say, for instance, they want to go to college, and they might not have enough funds or don't know which topic I should choose, which area I should go in.
Right.
There's a lot of mentors within the program. We do a lot of help with HBCUs. However, you don't necessarily have to go to an HBCU. Every young lady is welcome, okay,
right.
no matter creed, color,
right.
you know.
Well, you heard it first right here on the Gospel Train. But that's none other than Deborah Tucker. She is the president of the Denver chapter of the National Council of Negro Women, and they are committed unity and self-reliance. They are having a program, the inaugural Bethune Height Recognition Program Luncheon. That is going to be Saturday, April 26th from 11 to 2. That's right here at the Hyatt Regency Aurora. So for more information, tell them how can they get more information. Can they call you?
Oh, they can call me, and there's links
okay.
that I can provide.
Right. So what number can they call to get more information?
The number that they could call is 646-228-7861.
Okay. All right. They got it.
All right.
Right. And we'll just continue to promote that and wish you much, much success. Remember, none other than our own Wilbur Webb will be honored. God bless you. Thank you so much for riding on the Gospel Train and sharing all the knowledge that you have about the National Council of Negro Women.
Thank you for having me.
one. Locked in.
If you're going through anything, just leave it alone. Put your hands together. If you got your tambourines, I want you to beat the tambourine and get the washboard out. Come on.
Leave it alone. Move.
How many know that it was him? He brought us into this marvelous light. You are our King, and you are our Redeemer. You have rescued us, and for this, we give him praise. Come on, one accord, let's lift that. He is the God of our salvation. He's a God that will heal you. He'll deliver you.
You're in touch and in tune to the rest of great gospel music. That's Hosanna, a brand new one from Zach Williams, right here on this Palm Sunday. Remember, after the interview with the president, Ms. Deborah Tucker from the NCNW, that program's going to be, that's right, April 26th. At 11 o'clock at the Hyatt Regency. You don't want to miss that. It's an inaugural Bethel Hythe recognition program. It's going to be a luncheon, and we definitely want to support our former First Lady Mayor. We opened this program with none other than John P. Key with his Church Melody and Tracy Troy. That was a brand new one. Leave It Alone. So keep it locked right here. We got a couple more coming up before we head back to the station. We're going to bring you none other than Ron Woods and Gregory Wright. So keep it locked right here on the Gospel Train. We'll be back right after this.
We're celebrating 40 years of being your oasis in the city right here on KUVO.
My name's Jim White. I want to wish a happy, happy anniversary for 40 years of KUVO. I've probably been listening for at least 30 of the 40 years. It is truly unique, and they set the bar very, very high.
Colorado needs doers, people who fix problems and create the things we use. Work, Learn, Earn helps Colorado doers find the kind of work that pushes them, jobs they can be proud of with a career they're passionate about. Learn more about Colorado's in-demand jobs at rmpbs.org/work-learn-earn.
Yacht Rock Review is bringing the Yacht Rock Forever Tour to Denver, May 31st at Fiddler's Green. Presented by Rocky Mountain PBS and CANN. Tickets at yachtrockrevue.com. Produced by AEG.
Wake up with the Morning Set.
Monday on the Morning Set, we'll share the latest in jazz news and note the centennial of saxophonist Gene Jug Ammons. All that's coming up on Monday.
Let us get your day swinging. Weekdays starting at 7 a.m. on KUVO, your oasis in the city.
Northwestern Colorado, a truly unique part of our state. It's an outdoor paradise for someone looking to escape the crowds and to get outside. Woo! The Yampa River defines so much of this valley in so many different ways.
About as good as it gets.
Yeah. Beautiful.
I'm Connor Hall. Join me on Colorado Uncharted.
Thursday night at 7:30 on Rocky Mountain PBS.
Got a question or feedback about KUVO or Rocky Mountain Public Media? We're here to help. Call us at 303-480-9272 or send us an email at connect@kuvo.org and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Tune in Sundays at 4 for Super Sonido with your host, La Molly. Digging through our past to understand our futures using music like electro folklore, nueva cumbia, and tropical futurism as our guides on KUVO, KUVO.org.
I never knew. All of yourself for me.
All of yourself for someone.
For a wretch like me.
What a price.
What a price.
What a God.
You love me, God.
You chose me.
And you chose me.
Before I even knew of me.
Before I was formed in my mother's womb. You knew me.
You gave all
of yourself. A sacrifice. Yes, and I want the world to know Jesus lives. He lives. He rose. And he reigns. I want the world to know that Jesus lives. He lives. You can face tomorrow. He rose. And he reigns. Jesus lives. He lives. Rose for you and me. For your family. To set his people free. And he reigns. Shed his blood. And died on Calvary. Set free. He gave me liberty. Yes, he did. Shed his blood. He shed your blood for me, Lord, and died on Calvary. Yes, Lord, I have been set free. You gave me liberty.
Thank you.
Louisiana.
I almost gave up, but he said no. He said, I'll never let you go.
Then grace and mercy came.
And oh, how my life has changed. And I thank God for his redeeming love.
Oh, I thank
God for his redeeming love.
His blood.
His blood.
I know I'm still standing and I'm still here because his blood.
You're locked to the rest of great gospel music that's right here on the gospel train. Oh, you got to give God some praise and thank you for his redeeming love. That's a brand new one from Algerio Wright and Triumphant. Remember, you heard it first right here on the gospel train, where we're going to bring you all the blessings. Well, we're starting out. This is Palm Sunday, so we're going into Holy Week until Easter. So God bless each and every one of you. Remember, go with God in all of your ways. He loves you and he has loved you. So love each and every person that you meet, even if it's only a smile, if it's only a moment of joy. But give as God has given unto you. God bless you. God willing, I'll see you next week. And we have none other than Crystal. She's going to take us home talking about free, and you are free within Christ. God bless you.
Community, culture, music, Kuvo.
You came that I may be free. No. Me bound, you rescued me. Now I can say I am free. Now I can say I am free. You came that I. Oh,
that's free is free indeed.
Free.
I'm walking in my victory. I'm free.
Free.
I'm free from depression. There's no more fear.
Free.
I am free.
He
made me free.
Free.
Free to lift my
to
hands
worship.
And free to say amen.
Free.
I am free.
I am.
The shackles are broken.
Free.
I'll dance in your
to
presence.
Dance.
No ticket, just get on board the gospel train with your host, Deborah Walker, on KUVO.